Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Dr. Fred Mandel joins us. His book, Becoming a Life Change Artist. Good morning, Dr. Fred.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Did you actually change your life?
I did. I was a corporate executive for over two decades. In my mid-50s, I felt there were other things inside of me that wanted to come on out, so I enrolled in a sculpture workshop, and because I enjoyed work with my hands and my imagination. And lo and behold, I really sparked to it. I loved it, and I got a lot of encouragement from some wonderful instructors. Before I knew it, I was having one-person shows, and people were buying my artwork. I stepped away from the corporate world in 2001 and have been pursuing my artwork and writing since then.
Mm. Was that easier to do before the big recession?
That's a good question. There was a recession, actually, in 2001, 2002, which was not as severe as this one, but it did take the wind out of our sails. It was, I had planned for it, and I had made arrangements, I was very fortunate that it worked out.
Mm. But it is a factor. It sounds like you're admitting that. Is it not, or no?
Yes. I mean, I think that there are a lot of factors that go into thinking about what's next for you in your life. There's no doubt that we live in an environment where we have a crazy economy. Change is being thrown at us all the time because of global competition, because of aging and technology. And people, I think, are generally feeling less in control of their lives. So the important thing, though, that we emphasize in the book, and that is backed up by over 100 interviews we did for the book, is that if you develop and apply 7 core creative skills, that will help you navigate change a lot more effectively.
Mm-hmm. What are a couple of the skills, or let's start with one?
The first one that we identify, and we did this through a lot of research, we found that a key skill is what we call preparation. And what we mean by that is modern scientific research has demonstrated that if we engage in specific preparation practices, it will predispose our mind to creative insight. And some of those practices, by the way, are things such as meditation and yoga, but there are other everyday kinds of activities or practices we can engage in that will have the same effect. For instance, washing the dishes, listening to your favorite music, going for a walk in nature, or even taking a nice bicycle ride relaxes the mind and helps it break with its common routines. So preparation becomes very important in preparing the mind for creative work.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. By the way, Dr. Fred Mandel's latest book, Becoming a Life Change Artist, because it's all well. I mean, you said you went into sculpture, you started sculpting things, but you know, people might be disappointed with what they're doing or unhappy, let's say, with what they're doing, but they can't quite think of what they want to do next. You kind of have to wait for it. And this preparation sort of thing is kind of helping you get ready or so that you can see an opportunity.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a second key skill, and we call that seeing. When we look at the great masters of art, they taught us to see the world in very new and fresh ways. And we can take that same seeing skill and apply it to our own lives. So when we say seeing, we really mean bringing a fresh perspective to our lives, making new connections. And we identified 4 specific seeing strategies that the great artists use and that we can apply to our own life. I'll just give you one quick example. One of the things that the great artists did when they were painting was they would regularly step back from the canvas. When they were painting, they were up close and personal, and they didn't really have good perspective on the design of the painting. But when they stepped back from the canvas, they gained a brand new perspective. So we can also, in our own lives, step back from the canvas of our lives and gain perspective. And we can do that by taking a little bit of time out of the hectic day-to-day routines, and maybe it's for an hour, maybe it's for a half a day, where we find a place that brings us peace of mind and begin to ask really compelling but simple questions. What do I really want to do with my life? How do I really want to be in this world? Are there things inside of me that I want to get out? And you'd be surprised if you take a journal or a notebook or a sketch pad and you just jot down your thoughts in response to those questions, how you gain a brand new perspective on your life.
Now, of course, if you embark on anything like this, you're going to run into opposition, won't you? And how do you keep, for lack of a better phrase, a positive attitude through that?
Well, I think you're raising a wonderful point, and that gets to another one of these skills, which we call collaboration. And major life change is not easy. It's heavy lifting. It can wear you down, and it can challenge your motivation. So one of the things that we found really is important is that you make connections with fellow travelers, people who are also going through these kinds of changes, that you create a support network where you can bounce ideas off of people. You can even have them hold you accountable for certain things that you want to do or follow up on. So collaborating with others that you know in your network, making connections with other community people, but also there's professional help out there. There's a brand new profession out there called life coaches, and they are trained to bring people through the whole process of making big changes in their life.
Because, in fact, I think it's one of your last points, you have to have discipline.
Oh, yeah, that old bugaboo. As we know that making major changes can be can test your patience, can test your motivation. And the other thing I would emphasize is that change is not an overnight success. It's not a neat process. It's a creative process, and that automatically makes it messy. So there's no question that our motivation can be challenged. And here's where discipline comes in. And most people think about discipline as sort of the policeman of our behaviors. But one of the keys to discipline is to cultivate our personal resilience. And there are things that we can do to renew ourselves and to cultivate that resilience that keeps us on track and to apply our discipline, even though motivation might have flown the coop.
Becoming a Life Change Artist is the title of the book. Dr. Fred Mandel, Dr. Kathleen Jordan. One more question about the artists. I mean, you focus on artists like Picasso, let's say, they often go through different periods, right? I mean, is that sort of what you were talking about here with the artists?
Yeah, I mean, Picasso went through his rose period, his blue period, his portrait period, and so forth. And if you think about our own lives, we go through periods when we're in our 20s, in our midlife, in our older years, and so forth. And there is no reason to believe that we cannot change and grow and become wiser in each of those stages of our life. And so becoming a life change artist really suggests that we should be open to these new possibilities. Just like Picasso had his different periods, we can have our own personal creative periods.
Dr. Fred Mandel, thanks for being with us. Again, the book is called Becoming a Life Change Artist. I'm sure you can find it online.
Online and in bookstores. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Bob.
Take care.